Alright, where is Simakuf Tzadik Tes Sivvav? The two chidushim we learned the last 2 weeks was Sif Aleph and Beis. The fundamental idea that Iyun is a chiv deraisa, Chafifa is Takana Sezra, Chafif Seyar, and Chafifa's Kalagof was a Minig Yisrael that's obligatory. Last week we learned that when you market the Chafifa from the Tefillah, such as Masai Shabbos, we had a Machlaikas Rashi, we call it Rashi in Taisvis, or Rashi in the Shiltis. Rashi Shita is that the main Hachana is Erev Shabbos. Rashi Shita in general is that the main Hachala for a Tefillah's Mitzvah is Meba'id Yoim. Because Rashi holds that we're very concerned, Shalai Tehei Muhuma Lebesa. Rashi holds that the concern is she shouldn't rush. And therefore the main tefillah is Mevayid Yayim. Taisus held the main achana is Mevayid Yayim. Taisus shita was that the main achana is Belaila. And the Shulchan Aruch held that way, except that the Shach was very strong about Rashi shita. So we try to be out to all the shitas. And women start their preparation Mevayid Yayim. They could do the whole preparation with Yom, it's good. But they start the whole preparation by Yom as close to Tevila as possible. Now the good news was that it's not Ma'akiv. The Gemara said, Ha de Efshar, Ha de La Efshar. Gemara said, it depends if it's Efshar or not. Like it said, Ha de Efshar, Ha de La Efshar. And means... So the question was, what do you do when you have a choice, and what do you do when you don't have a choice? Rashi held, when you have a choice, you do achanim b'vayid yayim, and when you don't have a choice, so it's b'di'evet good by night. Taisus was the reverse. When you have a choice, you do it at night. When you can't do it at night, like it's Shabbos at night, then you do it m'vayid yayim. But everyone agreed that it's not ma'akiv, because the Gemara says, ha'd efshar, d'lay efshar, and therefore, the Seder Advarim is not ma'akiv. Now, in Sivav Zayin Ches and Tes, we have the Halacha Lamaisa of what we had learned last week. Sivav. Sounds simple enough. Let's see. Chal Leil Tefillah Sa B'Matzai Shabbos Vu Yamtiv. If the Leil Tefillah comes out of Matzai Shabbos, and Matzai Shabbos is Yamtiv, Sheyev Shalachufaz, that it's impossible to do Chafifa then, Oz Tochuf Me Erev Shabbos. Then she should do it Erev Shabbos. V'chein, and similarly, Chalu Beis Yamim Tovi V'yayim Chamishi V'shishi. If Yantav is Thursday, Friday, V'chalel Tevilasa B'lal Shabbos, Tachav V'yayim Revi V'shabbos. So she should do it on Wednesday, V'tikshah Sarisek, Doshali is Balbalu. And Mechaber here is easy enough. He says that, first of all, it's a one, if it's Shabbos and Yamtiv, 2 day separation, and then a 3 day, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So it's Loizuafsu. Not only if it's 2 days apart, Shabbos and Yom Tov, even Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, 3 days apart. And the reason he picks Thursday, Friday, Shabbos as opposed to Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, it's really the same. But since Rosh Hashanah, Lo Yadu Rosh, Rosh Hashanah can't fall on Sunday. So the Gemara picks Rosh Hashanah, which is an example in Eretz Yisrael too. So therefore we pick an example of Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So it's loizu avsu. Not only if there's a 1 day separation, even a 2 day separation. So that's called loizu avsu. Not only if it's Shabbos and Yontif, even if it's 2 days Yontif or 1 day Shabbos. And what you're asking is a really a kasha on the Torah. The Torah says the reverse. He says if it's Chal Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and Leil Tefillah is Leil Shabbos. So you do Achon on Wednesday. You got it? So you do it Wednesday for Thursday for Friday night. 2 days Yantif. And then he says, Shabbos Sunday, that you could do Erev Shabbos from Matzai Shabbos. So there, it's not Loizu Avzu, there it's a Pella. Why does he say first, Thursday, Friday, you could do preparation Wednesday for Friday night, which is 2 days Yantif in between. And then, he says, even 1 day in between. That seems to be out of order. So the Taz and Tes talks about this. And he says something that's very negeya. B'tur Kosav, Oyim Chal Yantiv B'Maitzoy Shabbos. The Torah says, first 2 days Yantiv, separate, it's okay. And then one day, B'Tomah Beis Yosef, Kol Shkenu, B'Din Arishin, the Beis Yantiv, 2 days Yantiv, Yom Hei Vav. It's a Pella. Why does he say first 2 day separation is good, and then a 1 day separation? That's the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Yesh Mitarsin, that Torah Kama B'Seifa, Beis Yamim Tayyib Yom Alifu Beis. Some say the Torah meant not only Thursday, Friday, Yom Tif, even Sunday, Monday. Akati Kosha, Hainu Reisha. That doesn't answer the Kasha. What's the difference of 2 day separation, Thursday, Friday, or if Yom Tif is Sunday, Monday, and you have a 2 day separation? He means because you have to do a Friday, so you'll have Shabbos and Sunday till Sunday night Tefillah. It's a 2 day separation, right? But Drisha Teretz. Now the Drisha's Teretz is what we need to focus on. He says the following: the Ilav Seifa of Amina Dafka Bereishin Shechal Yantiv Heivav at Tefillah B'Lal Shabbos Muteres Litvail. Maybe Dafka when Yantiv is Thursday, Friday, and the Tefillah is Friday night. She could tevil with a Herchik. Kivin de Biyantiv Yechayla Lachamein Kitan Shalmaim Ladia Kamatel. Mekubay Shekasev Ator Besamuch. Chasan Yantiv, she could heat up water to wash the folds of her body. Mashaykin Kshchot Filosa Matzai Shabbos. Debi Shabbos Osa Lahadicham. Umatzai Shabbos Umal Abesa. Kamashwana Filochi Mutter. He's saying the following. Now this is important to understand. What he's saying is the Chiddush isn't 2 days or 1 day. The Chiddush is if the Tefillah is on Yom Tov going into Shabbos or Shabbos going into Yom Tov. You might think Yom Tov going into Shabbos is more kuladik because the person is allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov to wash the private parts of the body.
And they will do it?
I'll explain in a minute. So you might think only then it's more because Yom Tov you can heat up water. But when it's Shabbos going into Yom Tov, Shabbos by day you can't heat up water, you might think it's worse. The Kabbash Shalom, there's no difference. Just telling you what the Chiddush is. Basically, it's good. We'll have to see. We'll talk about it. But first, let's talk about the Ravusa. So here, I'd like to explain a little about this inyan because there is a halacha lemaisa here. Look in Gra Chaf Aleph. The Gra Chaf Aleph is going on the words Afilu Biyantif. Okay, really, I should read the words inside. Let me explain. When you're doing a tefillah on Yom Tif, and you're separating the preparation by a day or 2 days because of the preparation, what do you do in between? So, what's the halacha about heating up water on Yom Tif for bathing? So, it says that that's only mutter for Panov Yadav Araglov. It's a Mishnah. That's why now I take a shower on Yom Tov. So now let it heat up water only for Panov Yadav Araglov. You now let it cause water to be heated up for Shar Hagov. Could I have Mishnah Berurah Vav? I got the wrong one. The tall one is the same Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. So it's also to heat up water only for Panov Yadav Araglov. And that's the reason that Shar Hagov, it's also to heat up water. Now, so that's it. You're not allowed to heat up water for the rest of the body. There's no machlokes rishayim. There is a machlokes rishayim if water was heated up erev Yom Tov. Are you allowed? Okay, I'm sorry. It's only six volumes, you'll get it right. So the shayla is, what about water that was heated beforehand? Now here, our water is basically heated beforehand, certainly in a private house. So, are you allowed to bathe in water that was heated before Shabbos? On Shabbos, it's aser. There was a gezeres habalonim because the bathhouses heated up water shaloi kedin on Shabbos. Chazal asid bathing on Shabbos, even in water that was heated erev Shabbos. What about Yom Tov? What about using water that was heated beforehand? So in Shulchan Aruch, there is a machlokes between the Mechaber, which is the Rambam in the Rif, the Gedolei Sfarad, and the Ramah, which is the Rosh in the Torah, the Gedolei Ashkenaz. As usual, the Sfaradim Amekel. And Mechaber's Lashon, first the Mechaber holds, Mutta Lohachim B'Yantif Mayim, on Yantif to heat up water is only mutter lirchaitz yadav, just to wash your hands. Avaloi kol gufa, even the mechaber holds, you're not allowed to heat up water on Yom Tif itself in order to take a full bath. That there's no machlokes the mechaber in the Ramah. That everybody agrees that it's aser. What about water that was heated from beforehand? So on water that was heated beforehand, it says, "Avo mamayim shochemu me'erev yantif." Read the mechaber. Mutalurchais kol gufay afilakecha. The mechaber shita is that if water was heated before yantif, it's mutter to bathe on yantif. And the Ramah says, "V'yeshayser mechalinyan." Yeshayser mechalinyan. Mishnabura explains, "Sviralu ein chilik ben Shabbos liyantif." We hold that the Gezeiras HaMerchatzois is also on Shabbos, just like on Yom Tov. And therefore, according to the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein l'shanes haminig. And Ashkenazim not to be Mishana, the minig that we have. So we don't bathe on Yom Tov, even in water that was heated up Erev Yom Tov. Now that is Alach Psuka. That is not, there's no debate over this halacha anywhere in the Paiskim. But there is the issue, and the Mishnah Berurah brings here in parentheses, Dafka kol gufay ke'echad, aval eiver l'kuliyama mutalurchais. But let's say a person wants to take water that was heated before Shabbat, Yom Tif, and wash just the sweaty parts of his body. He just wants to wash the areas of his body that are sweated up. So that, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, is mutter. And that idea fits with the Prisha. The Prisha says that to wash the mokim hakmotim, the folds of the body, there's no lekuliyama, you're allowed to wash the folds of the body, even though it's mechitza b'chamin ha-yamtif, that itself is mutter. So what we have so in the halacha l'maisa field is water that was heated beforehand, you're allowed to wash, well, panav yadav haraglav. The Gemara says panav yadav haraglav. The Mishnah Berurah is mesupik if bizman hazeh, feet are like the face and the hands, because we wear socks and shoes all the time, at least most of us. And therefore, the panav, the raglav may not be like panav yadav. The Chaber just says yadav, which is panav yadav. But I'll call panav yadav, you're even allowed to heat up water to wash. That is no question. The Mishnah Berurah is saying that from water that was heated beforehand, you're allowed to wash the sweaty parts of the body, but not water that's heated on Yom Tov. And this leads to the following interesting shaila b'zman hazeh. Nowadays, let's say it's Yom Tov, somebody wants to stand by the sink, turn on the water, he wants to turn on cold water and wash his underarms or the lower parts of his body where he gets sweated up. Cold water, there's no shaila you could do that. You could do it on Shabbos also, as long as you're careful not to be ever on skita, to just wash with cold water the parts of your body, that's certainly mutter. And you want to turn on some hot water. Well, the water that's coming out is mayim shochmu be'erev Yom Tov, presumably. If you have a 70 or 50 or 60 or 75 gallon tank, so even if you use it for dishes, you don't use that much. So the water is mayim shochmu be'erev Yom Tov. Our problem is the following. When you turn on the sink, you're causing new water to fall in, which is bishul, which is itself bishul on Yom Tov. You're cooking new water on Yom Tov. So the question is whether that makes a problem. If you could get somehow the water out of the tank without throwing in new cold water, it wouldn't be a shaila. But it doesn't work. If you try to go to the basement, shut off the intake valve, you're not going to get any water coming up because you need that water pressure to push up the hot water. So this is a shaila whether it's mutter or not. Now the mekilin, it's really a shaila by washing dishes as well. It's really a shaila by washing dishes as well, except that here it's worse because here, by washing dishes, which is with your hands, you're allowed to heat up the water even on Yom Tov. So by washing dishes, it's not that much of a shaila. So you're allowed to heat up water in order to wash hands. You don't have to wash dishes with cold water. You're allowed to use hot water. But 1 minute, you're right. But to wash the parts of the body, we are not allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov. There, it's much worse. There, it's much more of a shayla. So I'll explain this, I'll get back to the other. What's our shayla is the following. The Eitza, I'm talking now a woman who's going to go to the mikveh on Yom Tov, between 2 days of Yom Tov or Yom Tov going into Shabbos. So we are going to learn that she's supposed to rinse the mokim akmatim, the folds of her body. She did all the preparations beforehand. But she's supposed to wash the sweaty parts of the body. So what she should do is the following. You turn on the water for rechitzas panav v'yadav. You turn on the water for washing your hands and your face. That's mutter. Because you're even allowed to heat up water. That's the same as washing dishes. That's more kuladik. So you're allowed to turn on water for yadav v'panav, panav v'yadav. Once you turned it on for panav v'yadav, you can let it continue running to wash the kmatim of the body. So now you're not doing another ma'isa malacha. You're not adjusting the hat anymore. You turned it on already. Once you turned it on, so the water keeps on falling in from your original ma'isa. So I'll get into the lumdis in a minute, but this is the halacha l'ma'isa. You turn on the water for panav v'yadav, and that's mutter. Then the additional water that keeps on falling in is the ma'isa malacha, is the original turning on. So you're allowed to let the water keep on running for washing the sweaty parts of the body, certainly for tzarchei tefila. And the truth is that if someone wants to be mekel, even not tzarchei tefila, just for schmitz, so I have to take a full shower, that I wouldn't say is mutter. But to wash the sweaty parts of the body, in this manner, where you turn it on for panav v'yadav, it's mutter. So this is the basic halacha l'maaseh. I want to get into the lumdus now. Some people ask the question. But this is the basic halacha. We're going to see this in a minute. As I said, Grachaf Aleph with the Shulchan Aruch later, we're going to see this basic idea. And this is really what the Prisha is talking about.
Is there an inyan of preparing for one day for another day?
Is there an inyan of preparing one day for the other day? The answer is no, because people feel good anyway when they wash the sweaty parts of the body. So it's not nicker that it's a preparation. So therefore, it's okay. Now, just to talk about the lumdis for a minute. Rav Palm had a ha'ara on this pula. Ha'ara is based on a makar, which not so important exactly where it comes from. The ha'ara is a ha'ara in lumdis, and the shaila is what people started to ask. I want to try to explain it. The ha'ara is this: you're allowed to heat up water for your hands and your face. Once you heat it up for your hands and face, you can use the water for washing private parts of the body as well. The whole body is gezeres merchatzos. That's awesome, but private parts of the body, that aver is mutter. Now, the horror is this: if you want to take a pot of water, put it on the stove, and heat up water, your hands and your face, and the rest of it you use for other things, mutter. The way our hot water tanks work, when you turn on the water, new cold water falls in. That's what's cooking. The new cold water. So let's say you have a 50-gallon tank. So you have 50 gallons. You're releasing 2 gallons to wash yourself. 2 gallons of cold water are falling in. Those 2 gallons of cold water are being cooked not for Tzarchei Shabbos, not for Tzarchei Yom Tov. You're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov to have hot water for tomorrow. So you're cooking on Yom Tov not for Tzarchei Yom Tov. Those 2 gallons that fall in are for after Yom Tov. So it's a secret though. So his horror was that should be also. However, you need those 2 gallons to fall in order to get the other 2 gallons out. Now we call that a tzorich shlili. You need to cook these 2 gallons of water not for themselves. For tzarech shlili, tzarech shlili means, and this is an example mentioned in the Rosh, let's say on Yom Tov, I want to go visit my friend. I don't want to take my baby, I'm happy to leave the baby home. But it's not safe to leave the baby home. So the Rosh talks about someone who wants to go visiting. And he doesn't need the baby where he's going, he doesn't plan to show off the baby, nothing. Someone else's baby. So he doesn't plan to take the baby, but he takes the baby along because he can't leave the baby home. That's a tzarech shlili. It's a sort of a negative need. I don't need the baby where I'm carrying the baby, but I need it should not be left alone. It's which is still osir, but it's here in Yom Tif, it's an agav tzairach. So it's tzairach shlili, the Rosh says is mutter. The Rosh of Daf Yudbeis and Beya. No, he says it's mutter, he brings you Rishalmi. In Ikar Adin, it's mutter. The horror is that the Arishainim that seem to disagree. When it says you can carry a baby, the Rosh says the Rishalmi tzairach shlili. Other Rishainim say it's sort of carrying a baby to do a bris on a baby. So there it's a tzairach, a positive tzairach. So the question is whether tzairach shlili is mutter. Rav Palm was machmer la'atzmai. He's machmer for himself. He didn't use hot water on Shabbos and other on Yom Tov. He didn't use hot water on Yom Tov because of this reason. And he was machmer on beged kofel. Interesting. On Shabbos, if you have a hook on your jacket and it rips, so if you plan to fix the hook, that's called carrying on Shabbos. You don't care about it. You don't plan to fix it. Most people are that way. Nothing. Shulchan Aruch, it says that on Shabbos, if you plan to fix the hook, when you wear the coat, you're carrying the hook. The hook is ripped. What about on Yom Tov? So on Yom Tov, carrying is mutter. But here, you don't want to carry the hook to shul. Just you need the coat. It's Tzara Shlili. You can't take the coat without the hook. So these type of things, by Tzara Shlili, Rav Palm was machmer lahatzmai. I was with him when people asked him shailas on this shaila. And he answered, the oilam is noyik to be mekel. That's what he would tell people. Someone asked him, can you use hot water? He'd say, the oilam is noyik like to make helam. So that person really got an answer to be mekel. But he himself was machmer lahatzmai. So the bottom line is, the oilam is noyik lahakel. And I think most people use hot water on Shabbos. I'm personally machmir, but my wife is mekel. She does the dishes. You know, we're married. At the beginning, she was machmir, but it gets very hard. You know, you have a lot of dishes. You want to get them clean. So, what?
The burner would turn on, and the motor goes on.
There's no motor. The fire, you mean?
No, the motor.
There's no motor. There's no electricity in a burner. There's a gears. The fire goes on. But that's anyway, this is a Derech Agav topic. Getting back here, the Ravusa in the Prisha is not only when it's Yom Tif and you're allowed to heat up water to wash yourself out, but even when it's Shabbos, you can't wash out. Still, you're allowed to be marchik. Even if you can't heat up hot water, you're still allowed to be marchik the chafifa from the tefillah. Okay, that's the din of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, Gam tizoher. Now this is a hazara that I don't know if people know about. It doesn't come up that often that the chafif is one day and the tefillah is the next day. He says gam tizoher biyamim shebe chafifa letefillah. If she's doing chafifa erev Shabbos, she's going to the mikvah matzoy Shabbos, which is Yom Tov. She can't bathe again. You should be careful mikol tinaifis, not to touch things that are dirty. She shouldn't touch food with her hands. She should be careful not to feed children except with a fork, but not with her hands. If they're things that stick to the skin. Let's say her husband is lazy, or he's in shul learning. She has to feed. But she has to be careful to wash her hands. Now the Ramah is saying, what are we relying on? Iyun is ma'akiv. To check for chatzitza and to do chafifa is ma'akiv. What are we relying from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos? On the Erev Shabbos Iyun. If she's going to touch things on Yom Tif, the day in between that are dirty, she's not yotze the old iyun. She needs an old new iyun, the chafifa. So the chatchila, she has to be careful. She wants to rely on the Erev Shabbos, like Rashi Shita, that the Erev Shabbos one is that one that counts. Then on Shabbos, she should not touch things. Her husband should change the diapers, not her. Because she shouldn't be, should be careful not to touch these things. But let's say she does touch things in between. B'shas tevila ta'ayim v'tim dekaitiv kol gufa. She do a new eon is to check. Visaris Raisha to check her hair, Shloy Dava Chaitz. Visadiach Besa Starim Bemayim Cham and Shochmu, Afilu Biyantif. And she should wash her body with Mayim Cham and Dava Chochmu, even on Yantif. Says the Gra on Yantif? Gra Chaf Aleph. Like the riff of Ram, she could wash her whole body with water that was heated. El Shidim Shekalach Ederia Rosh HaTur Shum Na Isrim. Rosh HaTur Aser. So therefore he says, don't wash your whole body. She should wash one Beis HaStorim B'mayim Cham in Shochmu. She should wash the Beis HaStorim with hot water that were heated at Filu B'yamtis. That's like that Mishnah Berura says. That for the Kamatim, she's allowed to wash on Yantif. B'chein Tatzle Shinel B'tuv. B'shas Tvila. She has to check her teeth again. So Yishar Pirurim. V'lay Basa V'lay Yatzem. And that's the way to do it. So again, what are we learning that we didn't know before? We already know, let's say Yomtiv, Rosh Hashanah this year is Taka Thursday, Thursday, Friday. This coming year, Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday. Let's say a woman has to go to the mikvah Thursday night or Friday night. So we're learning now, she does her preparations Wednesday afternoon, like Rashi said. The Ikar is to do before, so he does all the preparations Wednesday afternoon. And then, on the night of the tefillah, she, now, in between, she should be careful as best she could not to touch things that stick to the hands. And then when it comes to Leila Tvila, she should do Iyun, she should check herself again. And she should take hot water and wash the parts of her body, the private parts of her body, rinse it out again. She has to be careful to avoid Skita Seyar, squeezing the water out of her hair. But besides that, she should wash the private parts of her body. She should run her hands through her hair to make sure the hair did not become tangled. The chatchila, because you want to do it samuch. So that's why she washes the whole body. The truth is, over 24 hours, the body gets sweated anyway. Now, at the end, the mechaber is mati even mayim shochmu biyamtif. Certainly, in our sinks, we can be mekel with the water that runs. You look like you're in pain, Gersh.
The Mechaber is talking about time, this is the Hez of Kol Rufo, is talking about what happened with the Ramah in between. Even if she didn't touch anything.
It's true. Even if she didn't touch anything, she should be Ta'ayiv Etiv Dich B'chol Gufa. That's true. But if you look in the Shach Yud Aleph, he explains, that's Shach Yud Aleph. HaMechaber also is Shitasi B'Beis Yosef, that even if she didn't touch anything. Avalina Red, the Gama Tur Maida, even the Tur, which is the Ramah, that says be careful not to touch anything. The Mechaber never said be careful not to touch anything. So the Mechaber allows you to touch things. And then he says she has to check herself. What about like the Ramah? You're careful not to touch anything. Now do you have to check? So the Shas says, Lidere de Gama Tur, which is the Ramah, Maida de Ta'ayim Etimdik B'Shas HaTfila, El de Svirulay, Kim de Chfifa Meruchekas Me HaTfila, since the Chfifa is distant from the Tfila, on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yantif, she shouldn't separate Chafifa into Iyun. She should do it then. Till she should be careful in the intervening day. The Torah is worried you might rely on your Erev Shabbos or Erev Yantif Iyun, so don't touch dirty things. But he's minded that Lamaisa, you should check again. Iyun has to be before Tefillah. However, if you don't touch anything in between, if you check your body, and then you remain sitting in one position, and you don't do anything, then that Iyun will be good enough. What?
Is there time that you have to, like, 5 hours, 10 hours?
Ramesh and Tshuva writes from a Gemara that sweat of the body doesn't become hard more than a mace lace. So he says, as he writes there in his Tshuva, in the first volume, in Tshuva Kuf Gimel, the Tshuva about the Beis HaStorim, which we'll talk about, he says that's why they allowed a harchaka that you wash Erev Shabbos and you tovel the next night. So it's really 25, 26 hours. But, you know, there's no bar that you can have sweat on your body within the first 2 hours. The Mechaber is not worried. He says you can touch things in between. Beis Yosef holds you can touch food in between, touch anything in between, and do Iyun Chafifa, do Iyun and the slight Chafifa right before Mikvah. Ramah says, try not to touch anything, so that the Iyun of Erev will be good enough. But still, lechatchila, do a complete Iyun again on that night. I want to point out, Iyun is to check your whole body. Most people are not capable of looking at their back, or even looking at their face. So I mentioned to you in the beginning that the person, the woman, takes a towel and sort of wipes down her back to be yotze the iyun. She washes her face to be yotze the iyun. That's the way, puts her hands through her fingers, through her hair to be yotze iyun. And that she has to do when Shabbos goes into Yom Tov. They do that, and they're careful to do so. Take a dry toothbrush or a floss and clean out their teeth. And this is the way that the yotze, that which it says here. It's the same Shabbos every Shabbos. I mean, if it was Mayim Shulchum Erev, I mentioned to you once that even why do you think about it, even a woman going to the mikveh? Why do we allow heating up water for a mikveh? So we'll say Mechon the Karbon Nisanel. Karbon Nisanel writes, he writes that it's mutter for a mikveh, and we understand him that he's matir because Chazal goes on rechitza, not on tefillah. There are communities, not including our community, there are communities that are makbid, that the mikvahs, even for the ladies, should not be hot on Yom Tov or Shabbos. They leave it lukewarm, or, and the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah holds that way is the ikker. Sometimes Yehuda holds that way. Mishnah Berurah says regarding a mikvah, even on Yom Tov, let me buy on Shabbos, in Tufkof Yod Aleph, Sivkot Yod Tes, he says, Linyan Isha, Shechal Tfilos Ami Yom Tov, Hiskimu Kama Achreinim, Shitzarach Lizar, Shalai Yeh B'mikvah, Rak Paishrim. Mishnah Berurah says it should be paishrim. Today, because of the takanas for the women, they should want to go to the mikvahs. So the minig is that it's more than paishrim. You know, it's a very generous place. It's comfortable. The water is made comfortable. And with saimach on the carbon asanal. Imagine Yerushalayim in places where they're not, they don't make all the compromises we have in America. I imagine they have shuras adin. They have paishrim water. To go to the mikvah. I don't know what the chassidim do. If the chassidim men go into hak mitzvah on Shabbos, I hope they're not machmir on the ladies, you know, to have paishrim. But, you know, I don't know. But anyway, that's the that's pretty much the deal. In Tarvah Das, the mikvah on Shabbos is paishrim. The machmir not to have mayim chamin on mikvah for Shabbos. Today, the mikvahs in the community are basically run by chassidish shtiblach. And since chassidim are makel on chamin, So they're makel. I mean, in the shuls for the men. So, but really, the Mishnah Berurah says a man certainly shouldn't tovel in hot water on Shabbos, even if it's less carry. Not pasha to be tovel, certainly not for anything else. Okay, so this is Sivvav. As I said, it's basically known to us, except this one thing, that women who are marchik, when it's Shabbos Yom Tov, Yom Tov Shabbos, the chafifa from the tefillah, have to know. A, l'chatzila, to try not to touch things that stick to them. And B, before tefillah, to do an iyun, a chafifa, properly, beforehand. And if it's Yom Tov, to turn on the hot water on the sink and wash the mekaymes ha'kmatim in the body. I don't know, there are men in America today that take bare showers on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. I don't think it's Ruach HaChom Neuche Menu. I don't know of a printed tshuva. There's one Adam Gadol that was Mekel. And it certainly ends up Mechshaylim, because he was Mekel with a bunch of conditions. You have to turn on the water for Panav Yadav, and then leave it on, don't adjust it, and you're not allowed to use soap, you're not allowed to squeeze out the hair. And basically, people are Mekel, they don't know all the conditions, they just say, take a shower. So if there's somebody who's Mekel, he's Mekel. The Mishnah Berurah I read to you is not Mekel, even on Mayim Shuchmu Me'erev Yantif. He's Mekel to wash the sweaty parts of your body. But to take a full shower, the Mishnah Berurah us is straight out, even Mayim Shulchan Me'erev Yom Tov. He says that it's us. So, you know, shower for Americans is a shasat chak. I understand that. But, you know, washing the sweaty parts of the body usually does the trick, although then also you have to know, only if you turn on the water for Panav Yadav. You leave it running, and I'll adjust the hot water for the rest of your body. If you want to adjust the temperature, you could turn the cold up and down. But the... And besides that, to use soap and squeeze out your hair, you have to be careful. Whatever, however you're noyig with the Shabbos soap, and squeezing out the hairs is certainly awesome. Right, Siv Zayin. B'makayim sheyirayis litfah b'layla, in lahat alochav erev Shabbos, litfah b'yayim Shabbos. And we mentioned last time, there are communities where they were afraid to go to the mikvah by night. And therefore, they prepared at night. They went on the eighth day. We learned last week, the Chazal were really not happy to go by day because of Srach Bita. Because the daughter will see the mother is going to the mikvah by day, and she'll think the mother is going the seventh day, and she'll think, the daughter will think, you're allowed to go the seventh day, and you're mutter to your husband. So Mishum Srach Bita, there was a gzera, except Bishas Hadchak, we don't go the eighth day because the daughter will think it's the seventh day. Bishas Hadchak, we're mekel. A person who can't go the following night, we're mekel. So we are mekel Bishas Hadchak to go by day. What about here? B'makashi Yirais Litva Balayla. Ein lahat elochem Erev Shabbos Litva B'yayim Shabbos. To say, prepare Erev Shabbos and go by day, we're not mekel. The trei kuli ba'adodi loy ve'kalinan. To two kulas together, we're not mekel. Kula disrat bita. To be mekel on the gzeira that we're afraid of the daughter seeing. V'kula da'chochas chafifa b'tvila. And to be marchik the chafifa from Erev Shabbos to the tvila on the day of Shabbos. Trei kuli ba'adodi loy ve'kalinan. That's what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. Mikradin, you'll be allowed to go somewhere. It's a gzeira that we don't go. Mikradin, the Dina, the Gemara is that the Zav is allowed to go on the Sabbath. Now, here, it's a lamdisha sugi. The sugi of Tre Kule Bahadadi Loi Makalinan. The sugi is in Yeridei in a number of places. It's mentioned in Bas Mechalav, in Taruvis, and in Tzadik Aleph. There's a shaila about meat that falls into milk. If we make a lot of meat that falls into milk, cold. If you let it rinse it off, or guys are peely, that there are cracks. So there, the Taz brings, in the end of Tzadik Aleph, I think it's Taz Yud Beis, this idea, Trei kulei loy mekalinan. If you have meat that was salted, so we have a chumrah that, even though salting makes bas avedin reseach, meliach reseach. We say, Eilanu b'kiyim, even if it's salted a little bit, we're machmir. That's what it says in the Ramah. B'shas hadchak, we'll make all of it salted a little bit. There's another machlaikis, if meat falls into milk cold, whether you're allowed to rinse off the milk. We're machmir. We say meat has cracks in it, has pili, has cracks, and therefore, rinsing it is not good enough, milk falls in. There also, b'shas hadchak, we're make all on cold. If it's cold, b'shas hadchak we make. That's what the Ramah says. The Taz says, what happens if it's salted a little bit? So, if it's maliach kareseach, it's awesome. But we say, b'shas hadchak with soymach, a little bit of salt doesn't matter. He says, trei kulei loy makalina. Because really, even cold, we're machmir. Just b'shas hadchak, if it's cold meat, cold milk, unsalted, b'shas hadchak we make. Now, if it's salted, we're machmir. Even a small amount of salt. B'shas hadchak, we say a small amount of salt doesn't make it hot. So, if the Taz, trei kulei ba'adadi loy makalinan, to be mekel on the chumrah that even cold milk goes into cracks. And to be mekel that a small amount of salt doesn't make reseach, that's two kulis ba'adadi loy makalinan. So, this is an example of two kulis together. This mechaber is a chiddush gadol. There's an Ar Sameach in Hilchos Yisur Ebi, a Perek Dalet, who makes the following point. I'm just going to explain the chiddush here. The lamdis will leave for a different time. He says, every time you have trei kulei loy mekalinan, that two kulis built one on the other. It's the same exact shaila, and two kulis built one on the other. In other words, did this meat get milk in it? It could have got milk in it through Pili. It could have got milk in it through Isaiah. It's two kulis of one shaila. Two kulis of one shaila would not makel. Or another example, Bein Hashmashes. To be makel on a Derabbanan Bein Hashmashes. So we say, it's trei kuli, the Grasa uses the Lashon. Trei kuli. Like the Rabbeinu Tam, it's still Shabbos, at the end of Shabbos. And even like the Ga'inim, it's Bein Hashmashes. To be makel, two kulis would not makel, even by a Derabbanan. See, it's two kulis in one. Here it's a plia. Like if in the morning you make a b'shas hadchak, you have a shaila with tefillin. and the afternoon you have a shiloh with mincha. You say trei kula ilam echalino. We have make already one kula a day does it. You know, no such thing. Here, these two kulas are totally independent. The gezerah of srach bita, the gezerah her daughter is going to think she's telling me the seventh day is one gezerah. Being marchi chafifa from tefila, the shiloh chasitza is a totally separate inyan. So trei kuli bahadodi loim echalino. We now make two kulas in one. It's not two kulas in one. They're two separate shaylas. So our Sameach makes the point that this trei kuli ba'adodi is a unique one, that in one ma'isa, you have two totally different kulas. We also say trei kuli ba'adodi loy
mekalim. Because the sippers come to the same thing, to one point.
Don't table. That's the one point. Even though they're two totally different things. Asibches, bimei chayil, koshke biyantim, chafav v'va'ina atzma hayoyim, v'tovla Bilel Yoim Achar, also Lot Tfila B'di'evet. Even on a weekday, if she separated it from one day to the next, now this means a few hours apart. Thursday afternoon she prepared, Thursday night she went to the mikvah. Av bishloya chafifa b'dika samuch tefila, even though it was earlier, it's good enough. Av loy chafifa klal, loy also Lot Tfila. Chafifa takhanis Ezra's ma'akib b'di'evet. Now here it's a chiddush, she went to the mikvah. And afal pisha eina ba'asma begufa. She did eon. She checked her body. Afilu chofa miyan achar tefila. She forgot to comb her hair. She goes to the mikvah, comes out, and right afterwards, sarka b'misrak for leimotza shum nima kosher. And her hair is good. Loi also la tefila. She's not yaisa tefila. Veit sarach loimer chofa v'bavakim seya v'loi eina b'sha gufa. She chafifa without eon. Loi also la tefila. She ena gufa devar tairim. Eon is ma'akiv. A woman goes to the mikvah and she forgot to do iyun. It's ma'akiv in her tefillah. It's exeris hakasus. Even if when she comes out, the second she comes out, she checks her whole body, it's all clean. Doesn't matter. Even if Eliyahu Navi tells us she's clean, iyun is exeris hakasus. Tefillah needs iyun before tefillah, min ha'tayra, chafifa al takanas Ezra beforehand. So these things are ma'akiv. There's an exception. Iyun without chafifa, or chafifa without iyun, either one is ma'akib b'di'evet.
So
if she didn't touch anything in between, but medivarim amurim says siftes b'shar kalaguf, and this is why shaylas come up. I've rarely had a woman should have a shayla after mikvah. She finds something outside of the body and has a shayla about it. Usually, it's in the mouth and the teeth. So, bemedu mishal kolagov, a bebeis hastarim, kiven shein tzricha lebias mayin. The beis hastarim water doesn't have to go in; it just has to be roy lebias mayin. And we're like, I know oisam kaidim lechein. She didn't do iyun. She went to the mikvah. She got to check her teeth. She got to check her ears. The beis hastarim. Va'akach I know oisam v'loy matza b'hem shum dava osalat vila. Chiddush God. The chiddush here is iyun is ma'akiv, but not bebeis hastarim. In the Beis HaStarim, she goes to the mikveh, she comes out and finds she's clean. Iyun is not ma'akiv. So here Ramosha asks, why? If Iyun is Gzeres HaKasav, what's the Svara, Kiva Shein Tzarek, Bias Mayim? What's the difference? It's totally in Roy LeBias Mayim. The whole body has to be Roy LeBias Mayim. So here Ramosha says the Chiddush, which we discussed in the past. Ramosha says, he says, claims it's a Brisa, it's not a Chiddush. That actually a Mishnah. It's not a Chiddush. He says that in a Beis HaStarim, only a Dover Dovuk is a Chatzitza. I mentioned that the Mishnah says if a woman tovel, she has a coin in her mouth. Afraid to leave her money with her clothing, someone's going to steal it. She sticks her money in her mouth or her diamond ring in her mouth and she tovels. So Chatzitza, you don't do that. Not suggesting. But B'di'evet, Ramosha writes, in the mouth, in a Beis HaStarim, only a dover dovuk is ma'akiv. Because the Mishnah says, if she tells her a coin in her mouth, it's not ma'akiv. This comes up with a woman who tovels, she begins to take out her lenses. Lenses are not dovuk, they're floating on the eye. So Ramosha says, if she's still in the mikvah, she should take them out and tovel again. But she went home already, and it's a tircha to go back, when the mikvah's closed already. He says, you can be saimach, that in the Beis HaStarim, only a dover dovuk is ma'akiv. And he says, that's pshat is siftes. the rest of the body checking later is no good. Because the rest of the body, even a davar munach, is a chatzitza. Something that you had on you, it comes off easily. Come out of the mikvah, you wipe yourself, it comes off. In the mouth or in the ears, only a davar davuk is a chatzitza. Their checking afterwards is good, it's reliable. Because a davar davuk doesn't come off easily. So that is Ramesh's hesber in this din. So these are basically the dinim of Zayin Ches Tes. What we're left with for next time after our summer break is Toilin. Sif Yud, Yud Alfi Beis Gimel of the Lamdis, and when you're allowed to be Toilin. If a woman comes home, she did Iyun, she did Chafifa. She finds a Chatzitza. When are you Toilin? So Yitz Hashem, I will have that after our summer break. We resume in Yitz Hashem on August. Let me just make it clear. If you have calendars, mark your calendars. August, Sunday, August 18th. Those who can make it, I think that's Yud Beis Elul. Imagine, August 18th, Yud Beis Elul. You'll be blowing Shofar in Stasliches in some bungalow calendar this year too. So August 18th, Yitz Hashem, we'll finish the synagogue.